And it's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorbman. And Randy, we're starting off with a story about local efforts to develop new pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes, that's right, Beth. Good morning. A state-funded drug discovery organization with roots in Rochester getting a big infusion of cash from a private equity firm. The nonprofit is called the Empire Discovery Institute. It was started a few years ago with the help of $35 million from Empire State Development. It works in partnership with research labs at the University of Rochester, the University at Buffalo, and Roswell Park. Its focus is to help develop new medicines that could eventually be commercialized. There's word now that a private equity company called Deerfield Management, which specializes in healthcare investments, will provide up to $65 million to Empire Discovery over the next 5 years. Martin Graham is CEO for Empire Discovery Institute. He says this private equity investment will help accelerate the process of bringing new drugs to market.
I think it really gives us the kind of firepower really to really broaden the mission, bring more programs forward. Some of them, you know, will be successful, some won't be successful, but it allows us, you know, I think to have that broader range of opportunities that we can investigate and develop.
Graham says among the goals of the Institute is to help develop treatments targeted toward hard-to-treat diseases while there is a significant unmet medical need. Well, Bausch Health Companies, parent company of the local B&L operation, is exploring a potential sale of its eye care business, according to a new report in Bloomberg. The organization reporting recently the eye care business has attracted interest from private equity bidders. And none of this would be too surprising, though, because the corporate parent Bausch Health last year told us they were looking at possibly spinning off the eye care unit as an independently publicly traded company, but sources quoted by Bloomberg now say Bausch has not made a final decision on a sale and could still opt to spin off or keep the business. Bausch Health, not commenting on the latest Bloomberg report, and Bausch, by the way, employs more than 1,100 people, a lot of them right up on North Goodman Street, where they've been for a number of years now. Xerox acquiring a company called Group CT, that's an independent document management provider, which is located in the Quebec province. Xerox says it's the second acquisition targeting the Canadian small and mid-sized business market. West Herr, the Buffalo auto dealer, which has been buying up some dealerships in the Rochester area, has just acquired another one. The company buying Vanderstein Toyota, which is located on West Ridge Road in Greece. It's owned by Jay Vanderstein and J.J. Vanderstein, and it's J.J. who will continue on as general manager for that dealership. Vanderstein has operated that dealership for 29 years. And Paychex announcing its board of directors has approved a 4-cent increase in the company's regular quarterly dividend. That's a 6% increase. It'll go from 62 to 66 cents a share. It's payable May 27th to shareholders of record as of May 12th. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbman.